Force India rounded off the 2010 racing year by having its most successful season in F1 to date, seventh in the Constructors' Championship with 68 points, just 1 point behind Williams. And in terms of points scored, Adrian Sutil was joint 10th in the Drivers' Championship. So can they build on that in 2011? On the line now is Andy Stevenson, the team manager of Force India. Good evening, Andy. Welcome to the show.
Evening, guys. How you doing?
We're good. Hey, Andy.
Hi, Eddie. Are you well?
Oh, great.
Good.
Hey, listen, Andy, I've got to start off by asking you about Sutil, because he's a very, very exciting driver to watch. I suppose the big question is, how confident are you of keeping him?
We're very confident in keeping him. As far as we're concerned, we have a contract with him at the moment. These contracts always have clauses in them where drivers can get themselves out. But our plan is to basically stick with the drivers we have and move forward into 2011 and build on what we've already done.
Where does this mean? What does this take you forward now? Obviously, the most successful season by far, I mean by country mile. But what does this actually mean for Force India? Does it mean more sponsorship? Better drivers, you know, lucrative more deals?
We've been building on a platform, really, or building a platform that we can keep improving on. And it was part of a long-term plan. But getting the Mercedes engine and then the assistance from MAT using their gearboxes has enabled us to concentrate all of our efforts on just the design and performance of the car, so getting it to work in the wind tunnel. So from what we've learned this year, we'll move forward. I mean, we made a few mistakes, and we have to make sure that we don't make those mistakes again.
Sure.
And I think certainly sort of fifth or higher is where we're going to be looking at for next year.
Well, I was going to ask, were you gutted that you missed out on sixth place by just 1 point, or were you just over the moon to get such an amazing finish?
We were gutted just to lose it by one. We'd been holding that sixth position, I think, from about the second race of the season, and it wasn't until sort of the last, probably quarter of the season, that Williams were making ground on us. But they're a much bigger team than we are, and their resources are far larger as well. So we fought hard. We probably made too many mistakes. We threw too many points away. So, yeah, come the end of the race in Abu Dhabi, we were absolutely gutted. But we got to hold our heads high because we are only a small team. We're coming from a long way behind, and we've got to be proud of what we've done. So, yeah, we were gutted, but we've got to be happy with it.
Eddie, what did you make of Force India's performance this year?
I'd say, yeah, there's a pretty weak start. Adrian seems to do a good job. You know, he generally brings it home, and he definitely has pace. Tonio, he's a star, but he just seems to be the unluckiest man in the world. If there's an accident, he's involved in it. The season hasn't come together for him. And, you know, it worries me that he's not going to get it together and become, you know, a full-time member of the Formula One circuit. He has talent. I think he was the world go-karting champion, and he can be super fast, but just hasn't come together. What's going on, Andy?
I think it's been quite difficult for him because basically this is his first year back in Formula One. He was out of it for a while because he was one of the Red Bull drivers, and then he was sidelined, and then he was our reserve driver. So he sort of had to start his Formula One career all over again. And as we know, Formula One's very tough. And you see guys come in, and it's very easy to make mistakes in Formula One. And I think, as Eddie's just pointed out, you know, Tonio just kept finding himself in the wrong place at the wrong time, because undoubtedly he's blisteringly quick. It's just he does seem to be the unluckiest man. But we often see it with drivers in their second season. They get to grips with that, and they can just show everybody how they can really perform.
Andy, thanks for coming on to the show, and best of luck for next season as well.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Cheers, pal. Yeah, it was an amazing performance.